Back now with Day to Day and this. That's a band called State Radio with frontman Chad Stokes. He became successful through word of mouth and the internet. State Radio has a new album out. It's called Year of the Crow. Chad Stokes stopped by our studios to talk with music journalist Christian Bordahl and to play some tunes.
State Radio's new CD, Year of the Crow, has songs about Darfur, Iraq, the CIA, Halliburton, and Guantanamo.
Heard you sold your friend, got a good price at the local store. You know he could have turned you in, could have been you on a concrete floor.
There's not a love, dove, moon, June rhyme to be found on this record.
This is real, and this is what moves me, you know. So from the beginning, I think a lot of my songs were anti-establishment.
Jefferson, roll over, tell old Stalin the news. They got him locked up in Castro land. Redefine and abuse in shades of gray. Torture advocate.
But State Radio's lead singer and songwriter, Chad Stokes, doesn't just sing political lyrics. He started the Elias Fund to improve the lives of youth in Zimbabwe. And he's currently working on a TV show called How's Your News? That's a kind of comic news documentary anchored by people with severe disabilities.
You're accused of whatever you confess to. If you don't confess, you won't see the light of day.
Stokes says he was awakened to political activism early by living next to a place called the Peace Abbey in his little hometown of Sherborne, Mass.
Growing up next to that place was just really unique, I think, and I would see the founder, Louis Randa, he would be chained to a crane in Boston because of this or that project, and it wasn't too long before I started joining him on different expeditions.
Mama, don't look now. I'll say when, cause there's a red bus and it's coming up along. And I might recommend that when the protests are over, do you not expect to be so well?
CIA is one of the tunes off the new State Radio album that Chad played recently in our studio. He told me it's based on work he did with a confrontational political group in New York protesting the agency's operations in South and Central America.
And one thing that came up was the School of the Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia, also called School of Assassins, where the United States trained Latin American soldiers how to torture, you know, sort of the U.S. methods. And often it was to put some sort of puppet government in, and say Guatemala or El Salvador.
Where are the Americans now that they fractured your country? Don't you ever let us down. CIA, no, you never let us down.
It's an unusual topic for a rock song, particularly one that's essentially a punk rock dance party. I asked Chad if he's ever concerned about driving away potential fans with politically controversial lyrics.
Not really. I think it's amazing what you can put in a song and people won't pick up on it.
Right. Though he says the band does occasionally run into opposition.
Some guy came up to me last year and said, I love your music, but I don't like what you say. We had our tire slashed in Kentucky, and we've gotten people, you know, giving us the finger from the crowd. You know, if we're opening for someone else, or if it's not necessarily a State Radio crowd.
It was a rough night, turned into years in an unknown land. Just a grudge fight, cooked up by some DC suits on hand. And we had a hard time, but we tried to understand these born-again gunpoint libertines.
State Radio's new album, Year of the Crow, was produced at Peter Gabriel's Real World Studios by Chad Blake, who's worked with bands like Soul Coughing and Pearl Jam. Blake brings an organic grit and immediacy to the recording that elevates it above the more conventional rock band sound of State Radio's first release, Us Against the Crown.
He's so talented that, and so we really trusted him. I think that was really good because we were playing some old kit he had. He didn't want to tune the drums. It was all about feel and energy, and we'd play five takes. And he would say, now this one sounds like a recording, take four. But take one sounds dangerous, you know, and so we would always go with take one. Yeah, then they sold us down the face of the mighty river, sold turpentine for tea. Hold me now, it's the evil liberal lady's coming with a gang of thieves. And they say no battleship to be for the war emporium.
We seem to have lost our stomach these days for provocative lefty politics and music. But there's a rich tradition of protest in folk and blues, punk and reggae, and State Radio is one of the few bands nowadays that's working in that tradition. You can argue that the politics are a bit naive or the lyrics simplistic, but at least these songs are trying to actually say something. Not to mention that a number of them really rock, with great, loose, groovy playing by Chad and his bandmates Chuck Fay and Mad Dog, and excellent, rough, dry production. And who knows? In this unusually exciting campaign season, people seem to be waking up to politics. Maybe they'll start taking a little in their music, too. For NPR News, I'm Christian Bordahl.
You can hear NPR's live session with Chad Stokes along with tracks from State Radio's album Year of the Crow on our music website, npr.org/music. Christian Bordahl also has a new CD out called Seven Songs with his band, Emma Lazarus. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.